From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Duluth residents were able to watch the first ocean liner of the year sail into the harbor Friday. A ship christened the Federal Hunter was expected to dock in Duluth, beating the previous record for an ocean-going boat arrival by 3 days. It also beats the record set for the type of boat called a salty by more than a week. The Federal Hunter, flagged in Hong Kong, started its voyage in Germany and stopped in Quebec before heading to Duluth, where it will pick up 15,000 metric tons of wheat. It's expected to head for Thunder Bay on Monday. The Sioux Locks, which open and close to let boats into Lake Superior from the other Great Lakes, opened on the 25th of March. Gogebic Taconite is expected to conduct test drilling on the site of its proposed northwestern Wisconsin iron ore mine by the end of April. The drilling would be the first work in the field by the company after state mining legislation was signed into law earlier this month. The $1.5 billion iron ore mine would be located over a four-mile area of Ashland and Iron counties. Bill Williams, president of Gogebic, said the company plans to bore 13 holes totaling about 10,000 feet. Williams said the holes will all be dug on logging roads in the Pinoki Hills, where the company hopes to one day mine iron ore. Lake County's broadband project has become the object of a federal inquiry into the Broadband Initiatives Program. According to the Lake County News Chronicle, the project, one of 320 broadband ventures funded as part of the Recovery Act of 2009, is being singled out by Republican members of the U.S. House Committee on Energy and Commerce. The correspondence was sent to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Utilities Service. That's the agency that granted Lake County a $66.4 million grant and loan combination for its broadband network. The letter questions RUS's review process for awarding the funds and raises questions about the Lake County project. The questions echo the 26-page complaint Mediacom sent to the USDA Inspector General back in March of 2011. That complaint alleged that the project isn't viable and that the county undertook the project without required voter approval. Scientists say the gray wolves in Michigan's Isle Royale National Park are in growing danger of extinction and may have stopped reproducing. A report given Monday to the Associated Press says scientists with Michigan Technological University saw no evidence that pups were born in the past year during the recent winter trip to the park. It's believed to be the first time since scientists began monitoring the wolves' reproduction in 1971 that no offspring were born. The report also says only 8 wolves remain on the island chain in Lake Superior. Just 5 years ago, there were 24. More than 300 construction projects scheduled for 2013 are designed to improve highways, bridges, and other state transportation infrastructure. The Minnesota Department of Transportation announced this week that $1.1 billion will be spent on the state transportation system this year. The construction program includes work on 87 projects in the Twin Cities and 193 projects in Greater Minnesota. An additional 57 projects statewide will improve safety at railroad crossings, repair seawalls and docks, make improvements on runways and terminals at regional airports, and improve transit centers. On Highway 61, reconstruction of the rest area at Teteguch State Park headquarters continues, and 5.5 miles will be reconstructed at Little Murray. Center rumble strips will be installed at Silver Creek Tunnel, and other various resurfacing projects will take place on the roadway. A University of Wisconsin-Superior professor will now have a major role in restoring and preserving the Great Lakes for future generations. Dr. Richard Stewart, the chair of the Department of Business and Economics and director of the Transportation and Logistics Research Center program at UW-Superior, has been appointed a 2-year term to the first ever Great Lakes Advisory Board of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Stewart is one of 18 people chosen to advise how the EPA spends $300 million in protecting the largest surface freshwater system on Earth. The Great Lakes Advisory Board will provide advice and recommendations to the EPA administrator, who serves as the chair of the Federal Interagency Task Force. Stewart was a captain in the U.S. Naval Reserve and, as a merchant mariner, commanded ocean-going ships and managed a $300 million fleet of tankers and bulk vessels trading worldwide. The bad news is that Harry the Snow Leopard was transferred in late January to Zoo New England, located in Massachusetts, because he was recommended for breeding with their female. But the good news is Lake Superior Zoo got a new young snow leopard named Kieran 4 weeks ago and has been placed on exhibit this week. Kieran comes from Biopark Zoo in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he'll be 2 years old in July. The Association of Zoo and Aquariums launched the snow leopard species survival plan back in 1984 after declining numbers labeled the species as endangered. The captive population now stands at approximately 650 individuals. That's approximately 10% of all snow leopards on Earth. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.